I got to get it off my chest.
Okay.
You know, I tweeted yesterday, I have a rant. I ranted on the way home. My wife,
to
heard,
your wife?
She heard the original one. She's a huge Bills fan, so she
sent it to me.
Right. It probably might have been better at that point.
You would have felt it more.
I had a chance to sleep on it, mm-hmm. you know, so I'm and I just knew that, you know, I'm not faking any of this. It's just sometimes you just start to think about it, you work yourself up. So here it comes. Here you go. Because I was thinking one thing yesterday throughout this game. I was thinking one thing. I was thinking this organization is so lucky to have its fans. They are 2-6 going into that game yesterday. 2-6. And they're maybe the worst team to watch you've ever seen offensively. Most definitely the worst offense you've ever seen from this organization. Maybe the worst offense the NFL has ever seen. And they're 2-6. And they're 10-point home dogs. And their third-string quarterback is playing. And the place is packed. For the second game in 6 days, where 6 days ago, the place is packed. And what are the conversations about this football team before these games? That you talk about your kids, your dogs. You don't talk about the games because nobody expects them to win. Tailgates have become a chance to get together and talk about anything but the football team. We all go. We all sit in those seats. We watch this offense be the worst you've ever seen. And you knew it was coming. You watched the entire offseason and said, man, how come they don't have any receivers? Man, these quarterbacks, are they going to get a good veteran for this guy? They watched Nathan Peterman win a preseason competition, and he's their guy. You watch this offense do nothing. You watch Nathan Peterman decide to go keeper on a Hail Mary. A keeper. I think I see a spot, guys. He wants to make a guy miss or break a tackle. Great. Out of bounds? You make a guy miss out of bounds? Because that's where you went, was out of bounds, on a Hail Mary. It's 28-0. The chances that you complete a Hail Mary are like 2%. The chances you were awarded 6 points for running out of bounds at the 12 or the 15, 0%. So, I mean, like, maybe we could play a little analytics game here and you throw the ball into the end zone. His average yards per attempt, 3.4 for the season for him. And they're so lucky to have their fans.
For the season?
For the season, he's at 3.4 yards per attempt. These fans that show up for a 2-6 team, there are still 4 home games left.
3 in December.
That's when I get really mad. 4 more left. And you know what? The fans probably won't show up. Because why would you? To watch this offense grind it out in the weather, which is what they want to build for, right? That's the kind of team they want to be. Considering playing in these conditions. You know what these conditions are? Being on the Bills. That's the condition that a quarterback has to deal with. These conditions. You know, the GM, like, whatever. They took them to the playoffs last year. Great. I hope they turn it around. Great. Nothing personal against these two guys. But everyone seems to want to come in here and tell Buffalo what Buffalo wants. You know what Buffalo wants? Freaking touchdowns, man. Freaking offense. How about 4 yards per attempt passing? An uptick in the passing game. Everybody wants to come in here and tell us what we want. We keep saying what we want. What do we want? Touchdowns. The whole league is throwing it all over the place. I'm talking about field position and winning at the line of scrimmage. My coach says that the players are good enough. Got to win those man-on-man battles. Oh, yeah. Great idea. Great idea. He actually has said, culture trumps strategy in this season. That happened. He's just kind of, all right, yeah. We just breeze right by that. So, I don't know if it was a sellout. The place was packed.
It was 68,000 plus.
68,000 for a 2-6 team that the entire league laughs at what they have at quarterback. I mean, if Josh Allen were playing, great. We'd all be there to watch it. Instead, we're just there to be there. I'll see you on Sunday. You know, it's like that Factory of Sadness YouTube bit for the guy for
Cleveland.
That's what it feels like right now. This is the Factory of Sadness. I'll see you on Sunday.
I give you credit. You care still. It's hard to care.
Of course I care.
It's hard to care. It's hard to have any emotion. Watching this team just leaves you dead inside this season. As I said, the only time, like I don't have a rant in me today. I'm really sorry. But the only time I got angry yesterday was when Peterman didn't throw the ball at halftime. I really got angry. Right. I yelled at the set. What are you doing? That's the only time I got angry.
Right. They won't even take a shot on a Hail Mary. He got two chances to do it. First, he got sacked. Penalty. Great. Another chance at a Hail Mary. There were two attempted Hail Marys on this in this game, and neither one of them did the ball leave the quarterback's hand. How low can you go? You can't throw a Hail Mary. You can't just... I'm just blown away. The things that always get me going are the things that just, when football talks about stuff that doesn't matter, but they want you to believe, they want you to romanticize things that matter in football, right? Win at the line of scrimmage. Sure, that stuff matters. I'm not sitting here telling you you don't do that, but what wins? Points win. Patrick Mahomes. Why don't you have Patrick Mahomes? Well, I got to make sure I get in there and get people to believe in me and get my guys. You know what makes people believe in you? Patrick Mahomes makes people believe in you. You didn't take that guy. Because, I don't know, kick a field goal down 28. Thank you for the text on that. Right, right. You gotta tell us that made a difference. They're going in the right direction, right? They're 2-7. Their offense gets worse each week. I don't know. It's even LeSean McCoy, the lone bright spot you thought you could have this year. Hey, at least there's going to be McCoy. Eh? What's he got? Like a yard per carry now? He didn't even play. He played 40% of the snaps. They took him off the field. Why'd they do that? Schematics.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Is that what they said?
For schematics.
Schematics, okay. Maybe because he wasn't running the ball well.
Maybe. Did he get benched? Did he ask?
No, McDermott was asked if McCoy was benched, and he said no.
Did he ask to come out?
That wasn't brought up. I don't know.
Carry on. Sorry.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.